I was just checking on the news in Taiwan. They've got this news that you can follow for the virus thing, and the numbers are really low. They're looking okay. This airplane pilot came in. I don't know where he was from, but he was coughing and hacking in the cockpit without a mask, and came out and walked all around Taipei and didn't wear a mask and didn't do any quarantine stuff and talked to people, and people are all worried that he's spread the virus, and he's from New Zealand, and the authorities were not happy with him, very not happy. And I don't know, there's some frustration against foreigners when it comes to masks. Oh my God, you know, can I talk about this for a second, please? Can we just, no, in Taiwan, the situation, they implement this mask rule as of December. And so everyone, you go to 7-Eleven, you walk anywhere, you walk in the store, you got to wear a mask. You know what people are doing already? It's the end of December. They put the mask around their face and then they tuck it under their chin so it's not covering their nose and mouth, and they walk around and clerks let them into the store. Yeah. This masks have just become an utter joke. Everyone followed the mask rule everywhere they go. Restaurants don't need masks. So restaurants are kind of considered a high-risk place. But I don't, what, so people are, well, no, they do follow the rules to some extent, but they don't follow them utterly and completely. Just there aren't any transmissions. It's this ultra safe place to be, Taiwan is. So anyhow, this guy got out and walked around. They were all worried about an outbreak, and people are angry at him. And then they see, well, foreigners don't like masks. It's like, well, okay, you know, maybe. I wear a mask while I'm exercising at the gym. It's one of those PETA masks. It's super easy to breathe through, or else I wouldn't wear it. But I just want the Taiwanese to know that I don't think I'm better than everybody else. I don't think I'm better than the rest of the world. So I go to the gym, I'm the only one wearing a mask. And it's for me, it's not even a political statement. It's more about respect. Americans really come across as arrogant in Taiwan, and I just want to break the stereotype. So I am not joining any massive group of people by wearing a mask. I'm the weirdo wearing a mask, and what it's done this weird thing. No, if I was in America, I probably would not be wearing masks, wearing them in a lot of places. I probably would be, well, in some places, I probably would go along with masks more than others. I don't. I'm weird. I'm different. But in Taiwan, I wear the mask, and it really, people look at me like, "Wow, he's totally different." What? And he's not dangerous, and he's not arrogant, and he doesn't think he's better than me. And I don't know what to do with him. What do I do with him? I feel guilty for not wearing a mask when he's wearing one, and the news says that Americans are all arrogant because they don't wear masks. And here an American is wearing a mask. And all, I'm not so much agreeing with the masks. I'm just shattering people's expectations. Do you follow that? Everywhere I go, I want people to think different. You know, you don't have to wear a mask. I wear one. And yeah. Okay. No, I mean, if I had to wear the mask, then I don't know. I don't know what to do there. I'd be different. I'm different. Different, I suppose, is good. Well, one of the big issues in the world is that we don't understand each other. You know, I've been looking through a lot of the stuff that happens with a lot of the fighting and the disagreements and the quarreling in America. Think about it for a second. There are a lot of very basic rules that we get from the Bible. Be quick to listen, be slow to speak. Don't judge someone until you hear from them first. Be slow to anger. Very, very, James, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. If someone's bad, call them and ask questions. Listen first. Your friend did something wrong. Call them and ask first. Someone needs to be scolded, yelled at, corrected. Sit and listen first. That's the way to be. That's the way to do. And so many times, if we had done that, we wouldn't have the fights that we have. So just, no, someone supports Biden, and you support Trump, ask why. Say, why do you support Biden? Please teach me. I want to understand. And we should be happy to answer the question. Listen, I'd be angry. But we Americans jump to be angry about the simplest, tiniest things. Have you ever wondered why? No, I'm serious. You know, if someone does something and your reaction is to get upset, have you ever asked yourself why? I mean, in America, it's just so normal to get mad about everything. And it's just not the case over here in Taiwan. It's one of the reasons I love it so much. Because, I mean, you know, there are times people get angry and frustrated, but, for example, just the other day I was at the skate park. No, I'll tell that story tomorrow. I mean, I'll tell the story about we made a video yesterday at the skate park. Oh my goodness, it was hilarious. No, I mean, watching people that's right, I got to save it for tomorrow. Back to anger. You ever thought about if something happens and you think that thing that happened is bad and hateful and that you should be angry about it, that that's a good, blessed, wonderful, glorious, going to save the whole world, everyone's going to be all better off because you're angry type of a thing. If you've decided that, have you ever wondered that there could be a deeper reason? I mean, in theory, nobody really enjoys being angry, although we might be addicted to stuff that we don't enjoy. I mean, you know, enjoying something and being addicted to it are two different things. Just because someone does something doesn't mean that it's from enjoyment. It could be from addiction. And anger can be an addiction. Have you ever thought about that? I was talking with a friend recently about, I don't know, just the difficulties of living a reliable life, keeping promises, you know, being able to, you know, handle time management correctly. And I was talking with the person here in Taiwan, and I sort of came to a bit of a conclusion. People who have difficulty managing their own time and their own lives may hate themselves. There might be self-hatred going on. And people that lose their tempers and get angry at others easy might inwardly hate themselves. There might be self-hatred going on. And to be able to accept oneself and to know that others don't hate me would help me to not be hateful toward others. It kind of seems like it's too simple to help, but it might just be so simple that we overlook it. So usually the way we respond to others is based on how we presume others view us, which is based on how we view ourselves. If we're angry at other people, it's because we think it is right and good for us to be angry at ourselves. So I look at all the anger and rage in America, and I wonder how much of it is rooted in unfounded self-hatred. Do we hate ourselves in America? Is that why we blow ourselves up? I don't want to tell people that they've got to hide their anger and hide their emotions and, you know, fake being happy when they're clearly not. But I'm starting to think that maybe we just need to look for reasons to accept love for ourselves. Do you love yourself enough to let other people love you? I mean, do you think that if other people care about you, that's not stupid? You know? Well, you know, it might be, I mean, you know, there might be things we do that bother people, but what if someone loves you? If someone just cares about you, flaws and all, is that person crazy and wrong? I guess that's really the question of whether one thinks himself to be lovable, because the answer should be yes. All of us are worthy of being loved. All of us have amazing things that we bring to the table. And if we live in that, then we'll probably do the things that people are more grateful for, and we'll do less of the things that people might be less grateful for. I've seen that at work this week a lot here in Taiwan.